Military bases across the United States have mobilized, not just for war in Iraq, but also in support of the families of troops sent into battle. On a sunny Saturday afternoon, hundreds of family members of soldiers fighting in Iraq gather on an open field at Fort Benning. The air is full of laughter and the smell of hot dogs. While news from the Persian Gulf is mixed, here the overall mood is festive and lighthearted.
Let's see people to go up.
Some children play on an enormous carnival-style padded slide. Others have their faces painted. U.S. flags and the words, "I love my dad," are popular choices. A group of Vietnam War veterans lets kids sit on the seats of their Harley-Davidson motorcycles. Elsewhere, a local church band strums out Christian-themed songs. Four trucks have hauled in household goods donated by stores and ordinary citizens for military families. Oversized posters bear words of encouragement from the public at large. Rebecca Welch is a family advocate at Fort Benning. Her job is to assist those facing challenges as a result of a loved one's deployment. She says one of her most important tasks is to boost morale on the home front of the war, hence the fair.
What we wanted to do is sponsor a fair for all the deployed family members so that they could get together and know that the community is behind them to provide them with what they need. Events like this where it pulls all the family members together is just wonderful. I mean, it's upbeat, it's something positive.
What matter? See?
Shannon Beach cradles her 20-month-old daughter, Mariah. Her husband serves in the 3rd Infantry Brigade that was sent to Kuwait earlier this year and was among the first to cross into Iraq when hostilities began.
I believe that he is outside of Baghdad, but I do not know that for sure. The last time I actually talked to him was on the phone, and that was 2 months ago, but I get letters from him every other day.
Shannon Beach says she appreciates the opportunity to relax and spend time with other military spouses.
You see people you know and that you don't always have contact with on an everyday basis, and you ask them how their husband's doing, how they're doing. It's good to see so many wives out here having a good time. You know, it lets off a little bit of stress, I think.
Family advocate Rebecca Welch says the fair is just one example of what is being done to support military families during wartime. Her office also provides emergency loans and financial counseling. In addition, it has devised a program that allows homebound mothers to get out of the house and enjoy themselves.
We've been doing a mom's night out once a month where we open up the child care center at Fort Benning and the moms get a free night out from the children that relieves some stress. Everything that we're doing is pulling together to support these moms who are left behind to take care of the family and other things that normally the soldiers would be helping them do.
Shannon Beach says she follows developments concerning Operation Iraqi Freedom, but resists the temptation to constantly tune in to newscasts. Rebecca Welch says it is important for military families to maintain some sense of normalcy during wartime.
I do not recommend, you know, a person just sitting in front of the TV all the time. And I'd rather be busy or keep busy. And that's what we tell family members, is to keep busy as you can with your regular routine and doing things with your children.
Rebecca Welch says while the nation focuses on war and the sacrifices of America's troops, it should not be forgotten that military families also bear a burden and are in need of support. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Columbus, Georgia.